Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. U.S. News & World Report released its annual college rankings Monday. This is the 38th year that the magazine has published its rankings based on 17 criteria, such as high school class standings of enrolled students, student-faculty ratio, and graduation and retention rates. Of the 1,500 institutions they assessed, only one historically black college or university, Howard University, landed in the top 100 in their premier list, the Best National University Rankings. The notable lack of HBCUs in top spots comes as some college leaders and education officials question the metrics and outcomes of these rankings. Here's Education Secretary Miguel Cardona speaking at a Department of Education event last month.
Too often, our best resource schools are chasing rankings that mean very little on measures that truly count. That system of ranking is a joke.
And listen, y'all, U.S. News puts out a lot of these lists. The National University Rankings is the big one. But in a separate list comparing only HBCUs, U.S. News & World Report placed Howard second to Spelman College, which they ranked 51st among, quote, national liberal arts colleges. I spoke with Spelman's new president, Dr. Helene Gale, about how these industry standard rankings affect HBCUs.
Well, first of all, we're pleased to be part of the top 100 and to have moved up in the rankings to number 51 overall. And, you know, we've got lots of pride points. Number one HBCU for the 16th year in a row, fifth top performer in social mobility, et cetera, et cetera. And we can go on down the list. You know, but I think in some ways these ratings don't really show the true value that HBCUs have. And I think you have to dig beneath the surface to understand the value that HBCUs, not just Spelman, but many of the HBCUs across the board, the outsized role that they play in terms of social mobility, educational opportunity, entry into important fields like the STEM fields, et cetera. And so I think that the ratings are great and they give a chance to compare across the organizations. But I think you have to dig deeper to really understand the true value of the HBCU system.
Okay, pause. So what does that mean? Well, if you think about it, the criteria that U.S. News & World Report measures are actually based on what young people have already achieved before entering college, rather than what the college adds to the young adulthood. If schools were instead ranked on their ability to move students up to help them grow, more HBCUs would receive higher overall rankings than they do right now.
I think people are starting to look at those issues more. What does a college education actually get you? And then where are the schools that actually achieve that better? And if at the end of the day, this is about an education preparing you for the world of work and for increasing social mobility and making sure that we continue to have a society where one generation, you know, has a better outcome than the generation before, HBCUs punch well above their weight. And so I think while I think these ratings have a value, I think we should start thinking about what is it actually that an education is for and how are we looking at schools in terms of their ability to achieve the goals that really matter. And I would just add to that, you know, obviously, as we think about the world and where we're going, where we will soon be a majority-minority nation, how are we making sure that everyone has the opportunity to realize their full potential and they have the opportunity educationally to do that in the schools that make the biggest difference for them? I think that's going to be important for the world that we're moving into.
There's a lot of evidence to suggest that for families, particularly for what we might call TPUs, tuition-paying unit families, for those who can afford to pay a substantial portion of their young person's college education, that rankings matter a lot. Maybe they're not determinative, but they certainly are looking right at those issues. So I'm wondering then, from the perspective of college and university leaders whether or not there is an attempt to actively move up, right? And particularly if HBCUs are saying, okay, if these are the things we would have to invest in order to move up the rankings, then those are some of the choices we're going to make. How much does U.S. News & World Report affect day-to-day decision-making for a college leader at an HBCU?
Well, I think it affects because we know that college rankings do matter in terms of our brand and where parents feel they should invest their oftentimes scarce resources to be able to provide, especially for students of color, for low-income students, et cetera. So we know that that matters. But I think it is important to continue to build on the things that we know have increased our excellence as institutions and not just focus on the ratings. And so, you know, the ratings don't always look at, you know, our secret sauce, the fact that we actually punch above our weight. So I think we need to think about some of the other factors that continue to build excellence while we're keeping our eye on where do we fit in the ratings.
What do your students tell you? When those ratings came out, are they like, do they have t-shirts printed? What are they saying about what these rankings mean to them?
Well, you know, I think they are proud to be at a school that is consistently rated high in those ratings. But I think they're also just proud of what Spelman is as an institution, what it has been for 140 years, this center of excellence for educating Black women to, you know, women who choose to make a change in the world, women who are leaders and change makers. So they're very proud of the sisterhood that Spelman provides while understanding it's great to be ranked number one HBCU, moving up in the overall rankings. But they also are just proud of what Spelman has been historically and what they are, a legacy that they are part of.
I'm wondering, as a final thought here, if HBCU leaders ever discuss the possibility of simply opting out of the ranking process in the ways that, for example, Columbia University did?
Well, I think right now, the ratings, again, still serve a purpose. But I think we should be talking about what is it that we want to be rated on? How do we want to be viewed? I think pulling out of the rating systems for HBCUs would perhaps not be to our advantage, but I do think thinking about what is it that really will continue to move us towards greater and greater excellence. You know, part of that is resources. You know, we are hugely under-resourced when we look at many of our same-sized institutions. And so I think some of what we are most focused on is how do we have the investment in institutions that we know deliver, but still are so under-resourced. And I think that's going to continue to be an issue that we need to focus on while we're focusing on the excellence that has existed for hundreds of years now.
Dr. Helene Gale, president of Spelman College, thank you for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.